Good morning. It's time for your opening farm market report here on KLGR. Well, the corn markets have shown recent commercial buying interest, while the markets are also looking to join soybeans in its short-term downtrends. New crop wheat contracts, though, remain in uptrends on weekly charts, and live cattle see non-commercial buying continuing to support the cattle prices. Let's take a look at the Board of Trade as the overnight trade has wrapped up, and we'll see where the Mercantile Exchange starts the day. And, of course, we do start off with the Board of Trade here this morning. March corn closed down 3 1/4 at 358 and a quarter. December new crop was down 3 cents at 389 and a half. Soybeans for March were down 5 3/4 at 973 even. November new crop beans were down 4 cents at 994 and a half. Soybean meal for March was down $4.40 at 327 even a ton. Soybean oil for March was up 8 cents at 3259. Chicago wheat for March was 6 cents lower at 440 3/4. The new crop was 6 cents lower at 467 1/2. Minneapolis wheat for March was 1/4 cent higher at 604 even. July new crop 1/4 cent higher at 623 3/4. Kansas wheat for March was 5 3/4 cents lower at 457 1/2. The new crop was 5 3/4 cents lower at 488 1/2. Oats for March 3/4 cent higher at 268 1/4. New crop 2 1/2 cents lower. That was at 267 3/4. Looking at where the Merc is going to start the day, February live cattle closed Friday 42 cents higher at 126.85. The April was up 20 cents at 126.12, and June futures closed Friday 25 cents higher at 118 even. Feeder cattle for March, $1.37 higher at the close Friday, 150.92. April will start the day at 151.77. They closed Friday up $1.65. Lean hogs for February, 37 cents higher at 75.20. The April futures were 72 cents higher Friday at 73.55. That's for the check of your market numbers. Taking a look at some farm news here on your opening report, dicamba-related off-target crop damage complaints have been consolidated in U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Missouri in St. Louis, according to an order issued Thursday by the U.S. Judicial Panel on Multidistrict Litigation. Multiple lawsuits have been filed by farmers alleging off-target dicamba damage to crops in at least 24 states from dicamba-based products manufactured by Monsanto, BASF, and DuPont. Lawsuits have sought the stoppage of sales of dicamba products under various label names and have sought damages for crop losses, Feasipan and Xtendimax. They've also sought damages for crop losses. The federal multi-district court considered moving the cases to one of four courts, the Southern District of Illinois, Eastern District of Missouri, Eastern District of Arkansas, or the District of Kansas. In the order on Thursday, the panel said, on the basis of papers filed in the hearing session held, we find that these actions involve common questions of fact and that the centralization of the Eastern District of Missouri will serve the convenience of the parties and witnesses and promote the just and efficient conduct of litigation. That's a look at your opening farm market report here on KLGR. We'll have market updates throughout the day. Don't forget the farm show coming up at 12:30 here this afternoon on KLGR.